no, they look good. You know, it's always hard coming down here throwing to people you're not familiar with and new routes. And so I thought that, you know, the first 2 days have been really good. They've thrown it, and, you know, very strong arms. And so it's been fun to watch.
You didn't get a chance to see Baker in the Rose Bowl. What have your impressions of him specifically?
You know, he's, you know, a guy that competes, comes out here, throws the ball very well, got a strong arm, and you know, throws with good anticipation. So, you know, he's had a good couple days. Well, you know, it's hard to put finger on just one, or, you know, but I think that, you know, the practices have been good. They've been spirited, and guys have been working hard. So I think that, you know, it's always hard. It's fun to see how they can come together, and, you know, the big jump from yesterday to today as far as practice, knowing what they're doing and the execution side of it. So it's been good progress so far.
How valuable is this week for you going into the draft? Get an up-close look at these guys?
I mean, it helps. There's no question, you know, to be able to get meeting rooms with them and get to know them as people, have the coaches be around them and you know, see how they are in the meeting rooms and learn a little bit about themselves as well as their, you know, their football knowledge. So it's important. I mean, it's definitely a plus to having to be, you know, getting to be around them for a week.
When it's push comes to shove on picking, let's say picking between Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, right?
Yeah, right.
How difficult is that when one guy's the prototype, big arm, big?
Well, I mean, I think we're still in the process. Yeah. You know, at the end, hopefully by, what is it, April 25th, we have everything figured out and know which direction we're going to go. But now we're in the middle of the process. We're, you know, what, 3 weeks out from the state, from the end of last season. And so this is all part of the process of trying to learn as much as we can about everybody. And so, you know, as time goes on, we'll continue to work on them and study each one of them. And, you know, by the time we get to the draft, you know, have them ranked and go from there. But it's all part of the process.
How much does free agency play into that? Is that still the first step?
That's the first step. There's no question. And I think that, you know, seeing where all that falls. First, you know, first thing first, you know, even though we go to the combine and once we get back to the office after the Super Bowl's over, then we'll dig into the free agency side of it, and that'll be the focus until we get to the combine.
From a coaching staff perspective, how valuable is it for advancing it to work with some of the assistants before OTAs getting?
Well, I mean, it's been good. It's been good to get to know them a little bit, see them on the field, and see how they coach, and you know, excited about the new coaches that we have, and the energy that they've brought. I think that you know. It's a good upgrade to the staff, so I'm excited about what I've seen. I'm sure Vance is too.
I know it's early in this, but are you looking at all possibly having to move on from a DT or a manual as you look to put this roster puzzle together?
You know, I think as we get closer and we get into free agency, and once we get back to the office and start looking, seeing the availability of what's out there, and kind of ranking the free agents that are available, and then also look at ourselves and you know, look where we are, look at where we are budget wise and cap wise, and so. You know, as we gather information, and once we get back, we'll start putting the plan together with all those considerations going into the decision.
Do you prefer to plug some of the biggest holes in free agency, or is it?
Well, I mean, there's a lot more unknowns going into the draft than there is in free agency. And so, you know, we'll look at all the holes that we do have, see what's available, and also, you know, how everything fits with what we want to do, the value that's there. And so, trying to manipulate everything to where we get the best bang for our buck when it comes down to cap dollars, as well as the best football team too. So, you know, because, you know, even though we know a little bit more about what we're doing in the draft because we're picking higher than we have in the past, and so, you know, that helps a little bit knowing exactly what we might possibly get in the draft.
You requested to have Baker on your team this year. How important was it to see him behind the scenes this week?
Well, I mean, that's what we're excited. You know, we wanted to have an opportunity to get to meet him. You know, obviously, you know, we've seen what everyone else has seen and what he can do on the field and the type of player that he is. And so, you know, to be able to have a week to be around him and get to know him a little bit was important to us.
From a GM perspective, what's the advantage of having your staff here on the field?
Well, I mean, they get to know the players, and I think that's the biggest part of it is you spend time and spend a week with them. Usually, you know, you go to the combine, you get 15 minutes with them, and then, you know, pre-draft, we get 30 visits from different players. And so this way we get, you know, get to see 50 of them, 55 of them, and be around them and coach them a little bit. So it's, you know, it's a big plus to spend a week with them.
You've always been front and center here in Mobile, but now with your staff here, have you kind of had to coach them a little bit on what to look for and where to go, all that kind of stuff?
No, I mean, we'll get back, and once we get back, we'll go through the week and talk about everybody, and each staff, each position will go through their position and talk about what they know about each guy, what they like, what they didn't like. And so that's why having the personal touch through this week will be, you know, it's a good advantage for us.